To the sword found in your hands, your gaze falls. What should I do with this sword? You raised it, and it was done. Fourth, Donna Teresa. All nations are mysteries. Each one is the whole world in itself. O mother of kings and grandmother of empires, watch over us. Your august breast, suckled with brute and natural certainty, that which, unforeseen, God fated. Pray for it. May your prayer give another destiny to him whom your instinct fated. The man who was your child has grown old. But everyone living is an eternal infant, where you are and day is not. In the ancient womb, protectress, create him anew. Fifth, Dumafonsu Enriquis. Father, you are a knight. Today the vigil is ours. Give us the example entire, and your entire force. Give, against the mistaken hour in which new infidels would triumph, a blessing like a sword like a blessing. Sixth, Dumdenise. At night he writes one of his songs of love, the planter of the ship to be, and he hears a silence murmur within him. It is the rumour of the pines, which, like the wheat of empire, undulate without being seen. A river, this song, young and pure, it seeks to find the ocean, and the speech of the pines, tidal, obscure, is the present sound of the future sea, is the voice of land longing for sea. Seventh, 1. Dom João the First. The man and the hour are one only when God makes and history is made. The rest is flesh, whose dust sprinkles the earth. Master, without knowing of the temple which Portugal was made to be, who had the glory and gave the example of defending it. Your name, elect in its fame, is, on the altar of our inner soul, that which repels eternal flame, the shadow eternal. Seventh, 2. Lady Philippa of Lancaster. What enigma was in your womb that had conceived only geniuses? What archangel saw your dreams, one day watching, maternal? Turn to us your solemn face, princess of the Holy Grail, human belly of empire, godmother of Portugal. 3. The Shields. First, Dom Duarte, King of Portugal. My duty made me, as God made the world. The law of being king ensouled my being, punctual, literal, scrupulous, and profound. Firm in my sadness, thus I lived. I did my duty against destiny. Usurcy? No, because I did it. Second, Dom Fernando, Infante of Portugal. God gave me his sword that I might wage his own holy war. He sanctified me his, in honour and in disgrace, for those hours in which a cold wind passes over the cold earth. He put his hands on my shoulders and gilded my forehead with his gaze. And this fever of beyond which consumes me, and this will to greatness, are his name vibrating within me. And I go forth, and the light of the raised sword gives calm to my face. Full of God, I do not fear what will come, since, come what may, it will never be greater than my soul. Third, Dom Pedro, Regent of Portugal. Clear in thinking and clear in feeling is clear in willing. Indifferent to what there is in pursuing what is only obtaining. A double gift without dividing me of duty